You're listening to a podcast of the Annie and Ando Show.
In the studio right now, I have a friend of mine who is a fantastic physical comedian who is performing in Jophus and the Plank, and it was the winner of Best Physical Theatre at Fringe at the Edge 2020 in Hobart. Please welcome to the show, Woo! Lily Fish.
Yay! Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. And the first show I ever saw that you were in was Popo Moco, one of the troops performing at Melbourne Fringe, and I was absolutely captivated by this particular sketch where you play a baby strapped to another performer, like a talking baby head.
Yeah.
And that was, it's hysterical.
Yeah, I'm super proud of that. You can actually find it online if you look for it. Yeah.
Oh, that would be amazing if you could share that with everybody. Where would this video be? Facebook?
Actually, if you find the Popo Moco YouTube, this is a bit circuitous, but you can go to the Popo Moco website and then it'll link to our YouTube and it's there.
Ah, amazing. Yeah. So you do characters. I think you rock a wig really well as well.
Look, you know, a wig is an essential item if you're a member of Popo Moco.
Very true. You're ready for SNL.
Yeah, absolutely.
They all have great wig heads.
I'm just waiting for the call.
Sorry, there's so many words my little non-comedy brain is struggling to understand.
Sorry, we went straight into the comedy
wormhole. I know,
it was
like old friends catching up, which is lovely. What is physical comedy?
Oh, that's a good question. Mm. So there can be talking involved, but the emphasis is on doing stuff with your body. So it's not just standing behind a microphone and talking. So it can be dance stuff. Like Popo also has a dance sketch show that we do, which has basically no talking in it at all.
Yeah.
It can be mime, clown, mask stuff, all kinds of things. So long as you're thinking about big physical movements and working from the body first.
And you were doing a life drawing.
We do.
As well.
We often, we've done it three times now. We've worked for Gay Life Drawing, which is a monthly event at Hares and Hyenas. If you haven't been, I highly recommend it. It's so much fun. And I'm so sorry. If there's like the sound of a kitten in the room, that's actually my child crawling around.
We love children in the studio.
And she's dressed as a cat.
She's dressed as a cat, I love that I interrupt my talking about gay life drawing.
Segway, daughter. I'm just worried she's going to pull a lead out from underneath the desk and we're all just going to go, ooh.
The station goes down.
No, Elfie, please don't do that. Quite
but, you know, it is. It's the reality. You've got to do your publicity, you got to get your interviews done, and you have to work and.
And sometimes they won't sit out in the foyer and watch a television program.
So, Jophus and the Plank.
Yes.
Who's Joseph? Jophus.
Jophus.
Jophus. Joseph.
Jophus is my clown alter ego.
Hmm.
I think they don't identify
they
as any
the
gender.
They, them.
They do. They're a shapeshifter. So they can become anything.
Yep.
And I mean like literally anything. So I'm really into the kind of physical theatre that goes all the way to the world of mime and where a performer can be an inanimate object on stage. Mm. And Jophus's specialty is mime and becoming absolutely anything and everything. Mm.
Wow. My favourite is when people imitate animals, and you do that fantastically with a bird that recurs throughout the show.
Yep.
And a lot of it takes part in a tree, actually.
Yeah, yeah. It's all on the vertical plane. So I originally made this piece in a clown workshop. It was just a little 5-minute bit. I jump out of a window and I'm falling, and that's kind of the 5 minutes is this character, Jophus, falling.
Hmm.
And so I was like, I wonder if I could make that into a full-length show. And so with a lot of help, I did. And so the entire show is this character, Jophus, falling, or like a little bit of a spoiler alert, also going back up at points in time.
We have a whole hour. You know.
There's a whole hour of falling out of a window, basically.
Yes.
And all the things that can happen on this vertical plane, which include, of course, when you're thinking about the up and down, there's got to be a bird, right?
Mm.
Of course there has to be.
There has to be.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Wow. So this show, amongst other shows, is being something I often don't see is suitable for everyone, all ages.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like, bring your nana. She's not going to be offended. Bring your kid. Elfie, my kid, quite likes the show. You've seen it before. Can you do a big loud meow if you like it?
Meow!
That's better than any sound effect we've ever had.
So true. Ando was scrambling for sound effects. He's also scrambling to get his head around physical theatre.
Yeah, I didn't know what the label was. And then there was something else that you both said, but I can't remember. It was an abbreviation of something.
Oh, SNL.
SNL.
Oh, Saturday Night Live, a sketch.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, right, show
SNL.
From America,
I thought it was some sort of thing you do in the boudoir.
I mean, it might be.
I think everything's something you do in the boudoir.
So you're performing for 7 nights in a row.
Yeah.
How exciting. At the Butterfly Club.
At the Butterfly Club.
Oh, I love that club.
The very all ages friendly time of 5:30.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Great. And you will also, this is not your first comedy festival.
This is my first comedy festival as a solo artist. But yes, as you mentioned before, I am a member of Popo Moco. So I've had a couple of comedy fests with Popo.
It's a big deal though to do your first ever solo.
It's a bit scary. Yeah. I mean, like, I've done a solo show before, but not at the comedy festival. The comedy festival feels like this huge, you know, massive beast of a festival. And I'm just a little clown by myself.
You get to be on in the final week, though, which means you get to see everything, get warmed up and then inspired as well.
Yeah.
Well, do you have any other show recommendations that you...
I do have a show recommendation. Oh, my gosh, am I going to remember the name properly? So Kimberly Twiner, who's also in Popo Moco, is doing a new show that is not a Popo show. Popo's not doing a show this festival. And it is called, I think it's called We Two, Us Two, Me Two, Two Two.
Yes, you nailed it, yeah.
Oh, great. And it's definitely not all ages friendly. It's a Buffon show, which is another form of physical theatre. It's like huge, like stuffed bodies. Super interesting. Not many people do this style of theatre. It's very satirical. And they're dealing with very, complex issues around toxic masculinity, specifically in Melbourne, talking about big news items that we've had in the past few years.
Yeah, sounds super interesting as well. Thank you so much for being able to recommend as well as promote your own show. Great. I think it's really important to share the work of other artists as well. Comedy Festival, Jophus and the Plank by Lily Fish. Get out there and see it from the 13th onwards, 13th of April, that is.
Yay, thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for coming to visit us.
You were just listening to a podcast from The Annie and Ando Show. You can find more on iTunes, the Android Store, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.